Welcome to the Patricia King Podcast.
We are going to build the kingdom of God in this hour. Jesus is sitting on the cloud. I believe that we are in the end time harvest season, but we're going to do exactly what he told us to do. We're going to disciple nations. Amen.
It's always great coming back because, you know, like, it was like just a resident here, but I only come back every once in a while, you know. But it's like, you know, half of you I have a relationship with in here, which is like really awesome. And so this is like a, you know, a church home away from home kind of a thing. It's like, where are you speaking? Where, you know, where do you attend church? Wherever I am, you know. And it's so neat because you did something very scriptural this morning. Hopefully the whole service was scriptural, but something very specific. In a lot of you, I'm sure you're familiar with the Passion Translation, and I love the Passion Translation. And the word says it in there. It says it's okay for men to cry. Where does it say that? Jesus wept. Okay. Passion Translation was, and we saw this demonstrated today as tears rolled down his cheek, you know, or down his face. But the point is I love that because, I mean, in that scripture, Jesus wept, okay? But then you have the passion of Jesus' heart, and why did he weep? He wept because there were so many lost people. He because of betrayal, abandonment, and, you know, all these different things. And I can guarantee you that President Trump has been weeping many nights. You know, that's why he's got a little extra baggage right here. Because he wept. And I believe I have a very special message for you today, but I'm going to kind of tag what they just said, and then I'm going to share the word that God gave me, in particular where Patricia is concerned. And this is a season where we need to draw nearer to God than we ever have before. And what happens is that in a husband and wife situation, say my husband really hurt me. And so you just kind of pull back a little bit, take your heart back, you know, and then he hurts you again, and then you take more of your heart back, and then all of a sudden, 5 years down the road, you're wondering, we don't have a relationship anymore. And the same thing goes with God. Has God done everything for you this year that you planned? I guess that's a no. Nobody's responding. I'm not even getting a nod or anything. Didn't pan out like I expected it in any way. And so the thing is, it's like it didn't really happen the way we planned, but none of this took God by surprise. And what it's doing, it's causing us as the body of Christ around the world, not just here in America, but literally Canadians are on their face before God praying for this election because it ain't over, okay? And the thing is, it's like we can go, God, you just didn't do that the way that I thought. And then this happens, and then fear comes in, and then you just kind of go, well, God, where are you? Where did you go? He goes, where did you go? You know? And Rhonda, come on up here for a moment. Just leave that there. And Jessica. Okay, I'm going to have you stand here, and then Jessica there, and Rhonda right here. Okay. Now, it works better with a guy, but, you know, I figured he's safe right here. Okay, so here we have Rhonda, and then this is Jessica, and I'm trying to have, I'm going to use the word romantic relationship with Mr. Jessica, okay, just so we specify that. And so I'm trying to have a relationship with her, but I can't quite get to her. It's a good thing Rhonda and I are friends. We're sisters from the different mister, but that's another story. But it's like I'm trying to get to have a relationship with Jessica, but stuff is in the way. It's time that, and Rhonda's certainly not stuff. But the point is, whatever is between you and your relationship with God, this is what you need to deal with. Because you're saying, God, I really, really want to have a relationship with you. You're cheating on me. You're having an affair on me. What affair? I'm not having an affair. You'll have no other gods. You can have a seat. You'll have no other gods before me like money. your job. This is a year that God has taken and removed, I believe, the God of money from a lot of Christians because they panicked, unfortunately, and they put their faith in their job and in their money and their income and all that they could do instead of their trust in God, because the word says he's going to supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Okay, so whatever it is that is keeping you from really selling out to God, so to speak, giving your whole heart to him, we need to ask for forgiveness, because your children can come between you and God, and that relationship can come between you and God. And he says, I will have no other gods before me. And so I believe that he is stripping a lot of the different gods of America. What do you mean? Is it like the Muslim? No. Movie stars. Okay? I mean, the list goes on. But the point is, who do we worship here in America? Not we as you and me necessarily, but the thing is, it's like, lady came over to the house the other night, she goes, I'm like, what do you gotta do? Well, are playing right now. I need to get home and watch the football game. Okay, can you not finish the service? It wasn't really a service, but I'm just saying, can you not finish the service? What's causing you to go and do that? Why can't you stay, tarry a little longer? Why can't you stay awake? Nobody's falling asleep right now, so I'll make sure. Okay? But see, why are we going after all that kind of stuff when we shouldn't go after that kind of stuff? And that should not be, well, let's see, should I go to church today? Or, well, it's gotten really convenient this year to stay at home and watch, which I appreciate everybody that's watching, because there's thousands, tens of thousands of you that don't live anywhere near here, because I know if you lived here, you'd be here. But the point is, we've gotten so complacent just to sit at home, or fearful. And they stay at home. And so it says, forsake not the fellowship one with another. What did I had to really examine what I miss the most about traveling. And I've done a little bit of traveling, but for the most part, you know, I was at home. And it's like, now what am I gonna do? I mean, I'm traveling every week, several days during the week, you know, da 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 da. I got to actually be at home and rest and lose 18 pounds. That was great. And I'm a good cook, so it's not because of that. I've got out all my old recipes and got up some new ones. But the thing I miss the most, this is so cool, just you. I just miss the hugs. People I know, like Rhonda, people I don't know, I've been hugging people this morning. You know, I've missed the hugs, the touch, which is so important. And don't lose that. And if you're afraid of it, wear some gloves and a garbage sack. Because heat permeates that, okay? And a mask, the whole bit, whatever it takes, a hazmat suit. They've got them, okay? Whatever it takes, you know, but hug. You know, and I'm not, y'all are hugging and you're not all, you know, decked out. But the point is, your neighbor may not want to be anywhere near you or the nursing home. It's like, I'll do whatever I can do because I know you need a hug. Very, very important with what's going on right now in society. I have a friend who, he serves ministry. He's not necessarily in ministry per se. And he had an encounter with the Lord. Now, I know this is going to mess with some of your minds, so I'm warning you. He had an encounter with the Lord, face-to-face encounter with the Lord. It was his one and only time, and it happened probably in March, April, May, probably about May time. And it totally freaked him out. And so here is, he's had like encounter, the presence of God. It was so incredibly anointed. He was just like, why would you choose me? And so he's got this whole thing going on. And then you know what? The spirit of fear comes in, which I know is contradictory to most. You can't have Jesus and fear in the same vision, encounter. But the spirit of fear came in, and he says, I want you to tell all your friends, thank you for feeding me. And left. See, Jesus was the protection, knowing he was going to protect him from fear. But the point is, how often do we allow fear to come in? Because faith and fear are in a constant battle, but faith wins. It wins, but we have to let it and not feed the fear. You know, CNN, constant negative news. You know, BYOF, bring your own family member that just... It's an interesting experience coming out here in Arizona, to say the least. Let me also just share a prophetic word that Doug Addison had. He had an encounter this week, and he sent me a message. He says, God's mapping everything out. He has a map. And you go, what do you mean? He goes, God, what do you mean by a map? I'm giving you a map. Michigan, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. And don't give up on Michigan, Arizona, or Pennsylvania. I just thought that was pretty cool. So praise God. I'm excited about that. Okay, now, some of you during this, and I'll say COVID time or interesting time, I hate to even say it COVID, because I'm just really tired of it, you know, because there's a whole lot more spiritual attack to it than actual physical attack. And so you have a choice this season to be stressed out, be fearful, and what do you turn to? What do you turn to for stress relief? This is very important. I have this bowl that I have borrowed, and I will give it back. Don't worry, because it matches the others. I just knew where to go. And so this right here is obviously a bowl. I love that it's red. But years ago, a lot of you know a lot about my testimony. So I got divorced in the year 2000, so it's been 20 years. And when I was being raised by my mom, a lot of you know my mom and dad, Charles and Frances Hunter. And so I'm being raised by my mom, majority of the time not a Christian, and then until the age of 12, and then she became a Christian. But she worked so much. This is not bragging. I was an incredible child. Caused her no pain, no nothing. I was an unplanned pregnancy, which she said, this is the worst thing that could ever happen to me. Turned into be the best thing that ever happened to her. Okay. Romans 8:28 on that one. Yes. So praise God. Okay. And so, abandoned by my father, all kinds of things, told I was the dumbest student they'd ever had in the history of the school. Great honor. But told dumb, stupid, and retarded, never be able to read or write. I have 23 books done. I've got about 3 more coming out between now and April, which is pretty awesome if you ask me. So praise God. But see, so often we're labeled different things. You can't, you know, you'll never finish anything. But I'm just so excited. I asked God for a month off from, I didn't finish the sentence, but I asked him for a month off in like February, a month off from writing, and he gave me 5 months to write a couple more books. So that worked out good. Praise God, we've had an opportunity to go to media, you know, and to be able to touch the world. I've done conferences in Faroe Islands and Bermuda and the United Kingdom from my house. It's so not as much fun. But thousands of people got healed, so that was cool, okay? But in the process of being raised, my father wasn't, my natural father was not around. Charles Hunter adopted me. And so we worked. My mom was a workaholic, and she just transferred from workaholic for the world to workaholic for Jesus. But she was a workaholic, and I caused her no problem. I just stayed there. And she would say, you are such a good girl. Go get us a hot fudge sundae. And I would do anything to please my mom. That's why I did that. And then we ate the hot fudge sundaes together. And so later on in life, if I didn't feel like I was being treated like a good girl, I would reward myself with ice cream. But I could tell you what, I make a mean hot fudge chocolate. I should trademark the recipe. And I would pile that on there. And I would go, in my head, in my subconscious, I'm a good girl. I'm a good girl. I wasn't getting accolades, but I knew that this represented accolades. And you know what it did for me? It pushed me way over into morbidly obese. You know, I've gone down from morbid obese to obesity. Now I'm overweight. Hallelujah. So if there's another lockdown, there goes another 10 pounds. But I'd rather travel and work on that. And so here we have a situation that this year, stressful, what did you do? Yes, you'll have to wash this. But see, what did we turn to? In the year 2000, I remember eating my last bite of this. I actually didn't finish it, but I remember putting it in my mouth and I'm like, bleh. It was no longer feeding the need I had. It never really fed the need. But I realized I didn't need it anymore. Now, upon occasion, I may have ice cream because I have grandchildren. They have birthdays. I have a birthday. I'm spending mine in Tel Aviv this year, my next one. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. I already postponed some. Then we had to wait till all the other tours got after they were booked, so we're going in June. But the thing is, this bowl right here represents ice cream and what I turn to feel better. If I was under stress, I would turn to a bowl of ice cream. I don't have to do that anymore. I can enjoy a bowl of ice cream maybe once a month, but it's like maybe a scoop, not piled, okay? And I would eat it for enjoyment, okay? So when I got the revelation of what brought it on, and in particular, why did I feel like I had to have it to feed in here, I got rid of that. I cut that off, and you have no longer any power over me. And I repented and so forth and so on. This bowl represents ice cream today, but it could be drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography. And during this time, the rate of pornography has gone up immensely. Spousal abuse off the chart, child abuse off the chart, divorce in Christian homes has even gone off the chart because all of a sudden they realize they can't live with each other. So what do they turn to? Many people have turned to alcohol as an essential thing that has to stay open in order for people to survive through this. That's a wacko idea, in my opinion, okay? Shut the church down, but keep the liquor store open. No, it needs to be the other way around to get people in the church and get free. But see, during the season, have you reached out to something that you had quit? Oh, I'm under stress. Oh man, just to have a cigarette right now. And then you succumb and have a cigarette. And then you're smoking a couple packs a day without even trying. And you like, what am I doing? Why am I smoking? Why am I drinking? What is going on here? But see, the thing is, there's something on the inside that is causing you to turn to that rather than to turn to His Word. And you think, well, the Word's not going to help me. Well, then you don't know how to read the Word, okay? Because the Word will get you through this season like never before. But the point is, if you have been tempted to go back into any of that stuff, you need to figure out why. Something of a covenant, of a soul tie with alcohol, with cigarettes, whatever you want to call it, some kind of a bond, like where pornography is concerned, it's a covenant that's formed. And those covenants need to be renounced so that you don't go back into it. Most people that have ever done pornography and they go back into it, they're like, "What? I don't know what I did, why I went back into it." Sometimes, and part of it is because of the covenant. But the point is, today, what's in here that is causing you to go beyond the word. Beyond, and you're reaching for peace in a bottle. You know, I praise God, I've never drank, never smoked, and never did pornography and all that kind of good stuff. But the point is this, if you, I mean, I did ice cream, so I'm telling you my personal example. But, you know, like right now, I know a lot of people that turn to ice cream and eating during the season. That's not going to help. Now, obviously, we need to eat, you know. Aren't you glad that Pastor didn't call a fast for this weekend? I have one pastor friend who did, and I'm like, you just lost a few dozen church members on that one. I think she was from out of the country, but that's another story, a little easier for that. But the point is, if you've reverted back, like say you're really hurting in here and you're afraid. I mean, a lot of people have been so afraid. And then you just have the drink to make you feel better. I don't know how long alcohol actually lasts in your system, but you know, say 4 hours later, the pain's still there. And this is what we need to concentrate on. Just our heart, our gut feeling. This is the areas that need to be healed so that we don't go back to the ice cream, to the, you know, the, it's like, and when people are under a lot of pressure, I'm under so much pressure, I couldn't help but sleep with her. Yeah, you could. You could help from having that affair. But whatever people have been in, it's easier to go back to unless it's actually been severed. If you have been feeling, I just need a drink. I just need a cigarette. Oh, to shoot up again and just to, and then I believe that marijuana is legal out here, right? Yeah. And it's like you can have marijuana. Whatever y'all call it, weed, whatever. But the point is, if you have a strong desire for that, and then come Sunday morning, you have a headache, you can't make it to church, something's wrong with this picture. Now understand, I'm not condemning. I'm not judging. What I'm telling you is, if you're doing that, you need to figure out why. What is literally driving you to do it? Because you may do it, but you really don't want to do it. But you do it anyway. I didn't want the ice cream. Hot fudge? No, and I didn't want the hot fudge either. But what I'm saying is I really didn't want it, but I was trying to satisfy the lack of accolades, affection, different things like that. And when I recognized why I had to turn to the ice cream, I haven't made my hot fudge stuff in this century. That sounds like a long time, but it's over 20 years. People would ask me to make it. On like, it's like, please, can you bring that? Forget the ice cream. We'll do the ice cream. You bring your, you know, it was good stuff. But see, the thing is, I don't even have a desire to make it anymore. I don't want it anymore. And see, you think, oh, I don't want that anymore. Ooh, this year's been really stressful. Not for me. I'm doing good. But I'm saying people are doing something to do whatever they can do to satisfy the stress, the fear, the depression, oppression. Majority of the people right now, about somewhere around 75 to 85% of the people that are going to doctors right now want some anxiety medication. Anxiety, anti-depression, oppression. They need medicine to go to sleep. They need medicine to wake up. What a cycle. Okay, what do? Let's get rid of the fear and anxiety and stress. Very simple. Stress happens, you know, trauma happens. Stress in particular produces stress hormones. Stress hormones' job is to destroy the immune system. So if your immune system is shot during the season, you need to switch that around, praise him, laugh a lot, because laugh will kill the endorphins. I mean, we'll kill the stress hormones. And then I've got a book called Healing the Whole Man. And I have prayed this over so many people with COVID, chapter 12, and they've all been healed. Like some of them are getting out of the hospital that day. Symptoms all of a sudden stop, negative, and they were positive that morning. Okay? I'm telling you, prayer works. Hallelujah. And in particular, chapter 12 talks about the immune system. And with the immune system being shot, what you're doing between immune system going down and people running in fear, that's like, make me sick. I dare you. Okay? And it's an invitation for sickness. The prayer is in there for the immune system, that if you pray this prayer, actually the four things, if you do that, the doctor said that no sickness can stay in your body. I have a phenomenal immune system. I am totally fearless. You know, the other day on a Tuesday night, probably know why, all of a sudden fear gripped me. And I went, you lying devil, you are trespassing on God's property. I am not going to live in fear. And it wasn't there probably 10 seconds, but I felt it. Okay? So what do you do with it? Oh my God, what are we going to do? We're going to trust and obey, for there's no other way. So I don't sing like y'all. That's really awesome. But if your immune system is strong, it will fight any kind of sickness, disease, and virus. That's in the book. Any. Okay? This virus stuff is not new, but we need to know how to combat it, getting people healed. But more than anything else, praying over your immune system in the name of Jesus. I curse any kind of trauma, stress, etc. I command my immune system to be strong, healthy, and whole. Well, I'm a targeted age for this stuff. But it doesn't, you know, because I'm not going to, somebody says, what do you do if you're starting to get old? I said, well, I'm never going to get diagnosed with OLD. Though I do like my Social Security check that comes every month now. So that's nice. Yes. Already 67. So, but the point is, it's like, what are we doing to build our immune system? What are we doing? Watching the news. That is feeding your fear like crazy. And if you turn the channel, it's a whole different story on the same subject. And don't forget Facebook, because you're going to get another 500 different sides of it. Okay? So we need to keep our ears clear of what's going in, because it's coming in to breed fear. So much so that the spirit of fear says, thank you. I don't want the spirit of fear to say thank you because of me. Spirit of fear is ginormously obese right now. We need to put it on a diet and starve it to death. Amen? And if nothing else, starve it to death in our own bodies. Okay? It also talks about prions. COVID has prions. Prions are bad cells eating good cells. Cancer, etc., like that. Get rid of all the prions. And well, how do you do that? In the name of Jesus, I curse all the prions that I commanded to be gone on my body. Thank you, Jesus. It's not hard, folks. I make it literally as simple as possible. pH balance, too much acid, etc. Okay? I command my pH balance to be restored to normal. Electrical and magnetic frequencies. You have a lot of warm afternoons out here. During this time, in the summertime, it's crazy hot. I'm aware of all that. But you need to pray. You need to go outside, take your shoes off, and walk and just stand there. With electrical and magnetic frequencies. If you can lay down on the grass, if you have grass, AstroTurf works too. But if you lay down in the grass and you can get up, I recommend that you do it. And watch what God will do, because the natural pull of the electrical and magnetic frequencies is a healing force. It's New Age. No, they stole it from the Bible. Okay? They stole it from us. It's nothing wrong with it, but we need to do it. And so what I want to do, one of the books I'm writing right now is Annihilating Fear. Because, see, we need to annihilate fear. Fear cannot come in, should not come in, but it's wanting to get you. Well, what if they go back into lockdown? I won't work for 2 weeks. My God's going to supply all your needs according to riches and glory. But you don't understand. Yes, I do. When you run ministries and churches, yes, you do. And literally how God supplied our every need is absolutely unbelievable. We had money in our savings account specifically for when I didn't travel at Christmas. Didn't need it. So we had it just in case we needed it. It's still there. That's awesome. We haven't had to need it. And then all the employees got paid. They're happy about that. Woo! Seed to sow. Yes, good thinking there. He gives you seed to sow. And I want to really encourage you. I'm gonna say a prayer over you because I want this broken off the body of Christ. And no matter if you're in the room here or you're in your own room and listening with the sound of my voice. Because the thing is, right now, this fear needs to be annihilated. This COVID needs to be annihilated. And all of the lies for our president need and to be uncovered. Anything done in darkness be revealed in light is my prayer. Okay? And so, but the thing is, we have to, in order for us to have a pure prayer, well, it would be good, Father, you could maybe help Trump come in. But what am I going to do if Biden? Okay, that's not the kind of prayer. Okay? Having done all, stand. Yes. You know, and President Trump, hear me correctly, doesn't really care if he wins or not. He wants democracy to win, not socialism. Okay? And he's fighting morning and night for you. And for America, okay? And the least we can do is pray at least 5 minutes a day. Throughout the day, pray in the Spirit, you know? By the way, I sent those videos to Paula White of y'all praying and singing over him and everything, so which is like so cool. And but the thing is, where are you, aside from the elections, aside from money regarding COVID this year, where are you emotionally? Are you living in fear? Are you living healthy? Have you actually turned back to some of those bad habits that you used to have? Or addictions? Where are you right now? This is something that you need to really pray about because God wants us healed and whole and never, ever go back. And whatever tie is there to literally pull people back in, that tie needs to be broken. Paul, he says, forgetting those things which are behind me, forgetting those things that I did, forgetting those things that were done to me. Forgetting. God can erase all those bad memories. And I'm going to press toward the prize of the mark of the high calling. And I'm going to do no matter what it takes to fulfill the call of God on my life. When I go to heaven, I want God to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. When you go to heaven, I want him to say the same to you. I don't want you to go there and there be shelves of stuff of all the things I had for you. Money, books, relationships, opportunities for you to spread the gospel and to be used of God. I had so much more for you, but you just didn't think you were good enough, young enough, old enough, pretty enough, handsome enough. Whatever all these reasons are, we need to get rid of them. And this is a year that we're going to do all that we can do for God. Amen. Put your hands on your heart, please. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you. I thank you for this on time, in season word. And Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just come against any form of stress, trauma, fear, in the name of Jesus, is annihilated from this room. Oppression, depression, emotional swings, PMS, all kinds of hormonal situations, every bit of it to go. I command the immune systems to be strong, healthy, and whole. Every prion is cursed, commanded to go and be discarded. Electrical and magnetic frequencies to be back into perfect harmony and balance in Jesus' name. And then, Father, in the name of Jesus, all the pH balance restored to normal, perfect balance. And so no sickness can stay in their body, that it will be like bouncing off when it comes knocking on their door. And, Father, I speak supernatural, just infusion of power and faith like never before. And I speak health and wholeness in Jesus' name. And any form of addictions that they have either wanted to or have gone back into, Father, right now, that tie is being severed right now in the Spirit, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Patricia delights in resourcing you and prays for your increase in every blessing of the Lord. May today's message impact you greatly and draw you closer to God's heart and purposes for your life. For more information about other Patricia King resources, events, and partnership, connect with her on patriciaking.com. Also, follow her on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and iTunes podcast.